Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
No, it's not really an intruder. It's not an intruder. It's my guess. It's a musician. Not an intruder.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to Madame Perry Salon. I am your host, cruise director, Madame Perry, also known as Jennifer Perry, or... on the other side of the pond, Jennifer Maudette Perry, and I am so happy to be here tonight talking to everybody, and everybody has been emailing me and calling me about tonight's show and tonight's guest, and I am thrilled to introduce him to you. New York City born, but Atlanta-based musician-songwriter, Ray D'Africo. Ray,
hello.
Why don't you just come on in? Hey, come on in. Can you hear us here, Ray? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I am. I can hear loud and clear. Thanks for having
okay.
me.
Can you find your way through the beaded curtains? I apologize about the guy at the door.
Yeah.
He gets a little excited, so.
Yeah, I love the bottle here. It's very, very nice.
Okay.
I feel
good.
At home.
All right, that's good. The cushions are all nice and fluffy for you. I hope you find one that's comfy.
Yes. This works fine. I love it.
Oh, good. Wonderful. So, Ray, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You did. Not many people do, so I'm impressed.
Oh, good. Thank you. So, I'm glad that you're here. I'm so glad to talk to you. You know, I don't know where to begin, but I didn't want to spend too much time on introduction because you've got some of this great, fresh, new music. It's fresh out of the wrapper, fresh out of the bag. So excited to hear it. I think some people mostly knew you first from the band The Night Porters, which has had massive success. And
that,
and
yeah,
so
that's
pop.
Correct, yeah.
And,
back when we were 18-year-olds, yeah.
A little fresh-faced 18-year-old. And then your other bands, Kathleen Turner Overdrive?
Yes, the infamous Kathleen Turner Overdrive. That was a lot of fun. We were kind of a joke band, but, you know, people loved it. So that's my thing. It's like the less serious you take things, the more people love it. So.
but you've played with so many people too, and you've toured a lot. Some of the people I know that some of the people that you've worked with and toured with, opened for, are like The Clash, Ramones, Replacements, R.E.M., Bo Diddley, Richard Hell, English Beat, Joan Jett.
Well, the Night Porters toured a lot and open for pretty much everyone in the 80s. A lot of it at 688, we were kind of like the house band. And so whoever cool was coming through, we would get the gig. And, you know, we played with a lot of people on the road. So, you know, it kind of was all over the place. So it was a lot of fun. It was a good experience, you know.
Yeah, and I see one of them is my friend Cheetah Chrome from Dead
yeah,
Boys.
Yeah, Cheetah and I go way back. He's excellent. One of the nicest guys I know. So
he's great. You know, he was a guest here a few months ago, and I read his book. I think it's a Dead Boy's Tale, and he is just one of the most fantastic people. Quite a lot of stories. Do you see yourself ever writing a book like Cheetah?
I haven't read Cheetah's book. I'm sure it's great, but I have enough stories to write a book.
I'm sure you do.
It's kind of like always maybe a possibility. I don't know, you know. I'll think about that. I have I have enough stories just with Cheetah to write a book, probably. But we stayed with him in Connecticut for about a week, and that was worth a year's worth of stories right there. So, but yeah.
And he's such a smart guy too. You know, he's really very, very, very smart, very clever.
He was great to the night porters. We had a lot of guys like Peter Buck and Cheetah who would kind of support us and gave us moral support, and, you know, swimming pool cues, people like that. Rick Richards, you know, they all loved us. And, you know, because we were really young when we were doing it, and they had more experience than us. So. But, yeah, so the book, yeah, I'll mark that down.
Okay, yeah, I'm about to embark on a script writing project with a class, so I may have to call on you for some plot turns and twists. I don't know. It might turn into sci-fi. It might be something I'll have to leave town after I write. But anyway, we're here because you went to Fame Studios, the Muscle Shoals,
right,
and recorded your brand-new seventh song CD called Solo a Go-Go.
And yes, I did.
How'd you get there? I mean, it's not like you don't know everybody in the business, because you do. But tell me about going there, and so you have, what, Spooner Oldham on keyboard?
Yeah,
I mean,
correct. Spooner, the great Spooner Oldham. I mean, it's kind of like it's only 4.5 hours from Atlanta, and I was like, why haven't I ever gone to Muscle Shoals? Because they have studio tours. So I went to one, and I loved the room, and, you know, I figured it was really expensive, but it actually was quite affordable, and I said, well, I'll have to come record here. And so on Martin Luther King Day last January, I threw a guitar in the back seat and cruised out there and cut all these songs in a day, you know. And I had Spooner's email from a mutual friend. I thought, sent him some demos and let him know I was going to be in town, and I didn't expect to hear from him. And he said, yeah, sure, I'll come down. So he came down and played keyboards in a couple songs, and he was just amazing and a really nice guy, too. He had a lot of great stories about, you know, he played with everyone, Aretha and Wilson Pickett and Etta James and, you know, everyone that recorded there. I mean, so we just hung out and drank coffee and, you know, we bonded. It was great.
What's that had to have been? Oh, go ahead.
He knew the songs, how the songs would go. It was just me on acoustic and vocals, and he put his parts down that fit what I put on later before he heard it. It was like, it's like he's been doing it so long, it was just second nature, you know. So, I'm really happy with that. So.
That is so fantastic. I was going to say, it had to have been like just a dream. To me, that would have been like a dream state, you know, to be there. Like every day, you basically, this is really happening, you know, with these people.
Well, yeah,
right,
the thing that was throwing me off was the vocal mic in the booth was the same one, you know, the Osmond Brothers did all the records there. So the whole time, I kept thinking about Donny Osmond singing on that same mic, and it was messing with my head.
I was like, tell me you mean Isley, not Osmond. But no, you said Osmond. Okay, all right.
Yeah, the actual Osmond Brothers. I felt like I should have had a white suit on and, you know, big flares and giant sideburns, you know. But I channeled them, you know. So, yeah, it's a great sounding room. And, you know, I basically cut the tracks. I played everything myself, and then except for what Spooner did. And then I took it to Atlanta, a place called Ishy Brain Studios, and my friend Steve Wade worked on it, and he's a magician and doctored it up a bit, and, you know, it sounds great, you know. So.
Oh, great. Hey, you know, I told you this is a popular show, and I've already got a caller. Your episode is popular. I've already got a caller here for you, Ray.
Oh, nice.
Hi, this is Madam Perry with Ray D'Africo, and welcome to Madam Perry Salon. Who do we have here?
Hello, madam. It's Joy Barge in Atlanta.
Hey!
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you great. And
hello.
Hi,
Joy.
Hey, Ray. Congratulations on your new CD, by the way. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And I missed your last show, but I was just looking around. It looks like you're going to be playing locally. Is it next Thursday?
It is, yeah. We're going to have kind of a release show on the 1st, so down at the Earl in East Atlanta.
Yeah.
Joey, you want to go with me to the Earl?
Is,
yeah, I'd love to go. You were talking about Donny Osmond. You always kind of reminded me of him.
Yeah.
That comes to mind,
well,
but I think it's Ray.
To be honest, I was always a Partridge Family guy, but, you know, that's kind of why I started playing guitar. You know, I thought Danny was a guitar player. I didn't know he played bass.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but, Osmond's had some good songs, too. I'm a real sucker for bubblegum music, so.
Well, what was your,
I haven't grown out of it. But.
The Night Porters, I remember you probably the most for, but would you have, like, a favorite band that you played with in the many years of your Atlanta career, at least?
Well, your first band is the one you're always going to remember, and, you know, we probably did the most in that band, and, you know, we had a reputation, good and bad, so it's like, I got all my experience from that band. I still will always love that band, and sometimes we do reunion shows when we can. You know, we're like brothers. You know, it's love, total love, hate. So you know, if we're on, we're on, and if we're off, we're off. So
that's really cool.
That's probably would always be my favorite band because it was my first band. I kind of started it and. You know, I met Andy Brown, and then I had already known Tim Nielsen and kind of put all these people together, and we had some different drummers, and, you know, our goal was to conquer the world, you know.
Yeah.
We kind of half-conquered it.
I'm getting little messages here. Some of my Atlanta girls are saying, say hi. So Jill and Penny and may hear from Cindy. I don't know. Want to say hi to you, Ray. Hope we all get to see you on Thursday.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Well, I'm going to let you go. I know you have to talk to Jennifer, but just wanted to call and say hello, and I look forward to hearing your music.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Okay,
hey,
I hope you make
Joey,
it to the show.
Thanks.
Yeah, Joey, thanks so much. Go with me. And, hey, Joey, can we talk later on tonight?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
I got to get back to you about something else. But, hey, and to all the girls, Penny and Jill and everybody, call on in and say hey to Ray.
They should. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. All right. Thanks so much,
y'all.
Joey.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right, Roy, Ray, I'm sorry.
Ray, you can call me Roy. You can call me Ray.
As long as I say
I'm easygoing.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead? I'm sorry. I think I've been watching the IT Crowd again. Have you ever seen this show?
No. What is that?
It's a British show, but it's got Chris O'Dowd plays a guy named Roy. Richard Ayoade. They're the IT guys at a company, so it's called the IT Crowd at a company in England. But anyway, let's get on to a song from
Play Some Music.
Go 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 and play Ray D'Africo, 27th Heaven.
Cold. You can never be too old to rock and roll. You can never
All right. 27th, Heaven from Solo, A Go-Go by Ray D'Africo. I love it. I love that I've
got
a studio
song.
Big enough to dance in. It is a great song. It is a great song.
I would sign that guy in a heartbeat.
Why not? Why not? So you're going to be at the Earl. That's in Atlanta, Georgia, on Thursday, next Thursday the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
CD release for this. And can you tell us who's going to be with you that night?
Well, we have Anna Kramer and the Lost Cause. They're playing, and they've been around for a while. They're a great band.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Anna Kramer live.
And, yeah, Kevin Jennings, who a lot of people know, has a new band called the Wild Engines that is a Dr. Feelgood cover band, the English pub rock Dr. Feelgood. Which should be really interesting because I love Dr. Feelgood. So Kevin's new project, and so
I'm sure
I believe
is.
They're starting it. Yeah, so it's a rather early show. They're going to play at 8:30 and then end at 9:30 and then us at 10:30, I believe. And I have also somebody people might know is Toby Marriott, Steve's son, is going to be playing bass with me, which is great.
I know Toby.
Yeah, and my drummer, Brian Boom Boom Stevens, is going to be playing the drums.
No, not Boom Boom.
Boom Boom, like Boom Boom Washington, yeah.
Get out. Brian Boom Boom Stevens is playing? And Toby Marriott?
I can't believe it, but in the same room. So it should be a good night.
It should be a great night. You know, one thing before we get to the next song, because I'm going to tell you, we're just going to go through a lot of music here tonight, folks. But you got to get the CD, and you've got to go to Ray's website, which is, give him your website, Ray.
It's www.raydafrico.com, D-A-F-R-I-C-O. And
Dafrico.
There's some of my older CDs and stuff on there. Actually, there's some vinyl singles on there. Remember them? Yeah, I hear they're back.
Yeah.
So
D'Africo, tell me what kind of name that is. It sounds a bit European, like from one of the Latin Romance languages.
That would be Italian, via New York and New Jersey and Philadelphia, filtered through those cities. we moved around a lot when I was a kid, but both my parents I have one grandparent from each side that came directly from Italy, and so close ties, and I can say a lot of swear words in Italian, but not much else. But I learned from, my parents driving in traffic and,
Okay.
Yeah, I like my name. I didn't like it when I was younger because, people would make fun of it. They couldn't pronounce it. And that's part of the reason I haven't done a solo thing because people say D'Africo, and I'm like, I don't even correct them, So that's why I think up ridiculous band names like Kathy Turnover Driver, Ray City Rollers, And the funny thing about my last band, Ray City Rollers, is I think I have to stop using it because people thought it was a Bay City Rollers tribute band, which I didn't really even think about that, but I thought it was kind of funny.
Hey, what's so funny? I remember, I think it was last summer or the year before, Ray City Rollers were playing at Smith's Old Bar in Atlanta, and Tony Paris, longtime beloved rock journalist, music journalist, he created and put together these pop-up stores, flea markets in Atlanta at this one particular venue. I can't remember the name of it now, but it was but I remember there was one night that I went there, and he was saying, it was such a sad, low turnout. And everybody's going, so few people. And Tony said, well, you know why? It's because Ray D'Africo, Ray City Rollers are at Smith's Old Bar tonight. And somebody said, wait, so you're telling me this one band could suck up all the people that would have come here that would have had that popular? Tony goes, yes. Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed. Thanks, Tony. Little did I know we had that drawing power,
Yeah, to shut down the flea market just pop up.
Well, now I can
there.
Tell the clubs when they say, what kind of draw do you have? And I'll say, well, Tony Paris says we have a great draw.
Yeah,
so,
I might as well just shut down every retail outlet within, you know, in the Tri-County area if you're going to look
that,
us.
That's right. That's funny. I hadn't heard that.
Okay. All right. How about some more music? What do you want me to play next? Or what are we going to play? Something in the
there?
Night, Oakley Street?
Why don't you play Autumn Song? It has Sasha Villelli is singing backup on it, and Spooner Oldham plays keyboards, and she's in a band called Midnight Larks. She's originally from England and lives near me in Marietta, and we did a couple of shows together acoustically, and she's got a great voice, so it kind of really makes the song, so that would be a good one to play. It's kind
All
of slower
right.
song, so...
Say her name again, Sasha Lilly?
It's Sasha Villelli.
Sasha Villelli.
Yeah, and her band is the Midnight Larks. They're playing all the time. And,
all right.
But, yeah, check
Ready?
It out.
All right, Autumn
yeah.
Song. Oops, got to press play a little harder.
Changes in this old town. There's no escape from the heartbreak. Just an empty void that can't be embraced. It's just an autumn song.
Oh, Autumn Song, Ray D'Africo, from
nice.
Solo Go-Go, and the beautiful vocals of Sasha Vallely and of the Midnight Larks.
Yeah, that's right.
Oldham in there, sounding so fine, so fine, so good. So, you know, since you play with so many bands, so much going on, you've been on the scene so long, and you've traveled a lot, and you're certainly one of the most, I can't believe, I've gotten so much feedback about, since I announced that you were going to be here on Madame Perry Salon. You know, you have so much fandom and respect.
Wow.
But can you tell me?
I do.
Oh, don't sound bashful. Can you talk a little bit about what's changed for musicians since you started playing?
Oh, it's just totally different now. I mean, I started playing when I was 17, which is like, I'm still in high school, like 1981 or something. And obviously the format has changed, and, you know, there weren't computers back then, and it's just a totally different thing. I mean, back when we started playing, you know, it was to get out there and play live, you know, and that was the main thing. Like, it seems like people would come out more for live music. I mean, there was an alternative, you know. Now people just sit around on Facebook and pull up whatever you want on YouTube. I'm guilty too. That's what I do. But, you know, it just seemed a little more exciting back then, and it was a little more challenging. And I think the reward was better when you saw a good band. You know, I don't know. Maybe it was just because I was younger. You know, I don't know. It's just different now. I mean, there aren't record labels, and people do stuff in their basements, and it's just oversaturated with music, which on one hand is a good thing, but on another hand, you know, nobody has time to listen or process all that stuff. So, you know, I don't know. That's kind of how I feel about it. It seems I kind of caught the end of the 70s and the punk stuff and a mixture. It was a good time, I think, in music, that whole changeover from the 70s to the 80s, you know, because for me, music kind of died around 1985. For some reason, I'm not a big fan of 90s music. There were some good bands that I liked, but, you know, I don't know. It's just a certain time frame from like 77 to, you know, the early 80s, everything was really happening, you know. So just my take on it. Of course, I'm sure there's bands out there now that I don't get out to see that are good, but, you know, it's just a different dynamic. So,
I think you're right. There was such a different dynamic in going to see live music. And I know when I was growing up, my mom was a rocker. My dad was into country music. You know, my mother had all the rock albums, and then she also had things like, you know, Bill Black Combo and stuff. But any time that there was a live band playing, like, say, we grew up in part of Atlanta. It was called Gresham Park. And sometimes up in the shopping center on Gresham Road, they would be they'd put up a big, I don't know, big scout platform, a stage, and have a band come. They'd be doing covers of, you know, Kinks and Dave Clark Five and Beatles and stuff like that. And my mother would bundle us all up and go. You know, she just had to, you know,
music,
you know, and And she, there was just such an excitement about going to hear live music then, or going to hear a band, and so much fun. And today, I don't know, like I tell people, you know, as an entertainment publicist, I tell clients, I say, you know, it's a short attention span world. That's why you have to have your presence and your music, your book, your product so ubiquitous, because people have a short attention span. Not that I think they're stupid, but I think people are being such an onslaught on their senses, visual and, you know, auditory, and there's something everywhere you go is surrounded by TVs and sound and this and that and ads. So there was just such a such a pureness and excitement going to the rock show, going to see the things. Like even in the Chuck Berry song, "Mama, can I go?" So excited to see someone steal the show. You know, it was everything live, and it was really live. It wasn't somebody doing auto tune or lip syncing.
Right. It's an example. Like a couple of years ago, we did a California tour that Ray City Rollers and was booking shows out there, and we played the show in San Francisco, which actually turned out to be a great show with this band Powder, this mob band, and they were great. But, you know, the booking people were like, well, it was big thing about the schedule because they made us play really early or really late. I can't remember which, because the real show was the DJ. I was like, why would you have a DJ if you have two live bands, you know? But that's like, I guess the kids, you know, want DJs. I don't know why, but so that was kind of, we had to work around the DJ. I was like, that's kind of backwards, you know?
That sounds
so
odd.
Anyway,
that must have been odd.
Yeah, that's kind of a big thing everywhere, I think, you know. I don't, you know, and then they just play older music, which I don't, you know, it's kind of anti-new in a way, you know. So, I don't know, one thing, like when the Night Court started, we basically sat around and watched Rude Boy by The Clash and decided we were going to be a band, you know, like every night for a year. And it was punk rock that made us be a band, you know. I spent time down on this boardwalk in New Jersey. It was from my summers there, and that's where I saw my first punk rockers, and they had, like, tiger skin shirts, and it was really shocking back then, you know. And it just really hit me immediately, you know. And, you know, we, Tim Nielsen and I and Andy, we were all from up north, but we were in the south, and we somehow connected, and we were just like vagabond misfits, you know, that, you know, punk rock bonded us together, you know. But because it was new, you know, that's the thing. And I don't know if you get that anymore. It's like a lot of stuff is just a throwback to stuff from before now, you know, so.
Yeah, I think it's something like a sample or, you know, just get some beats and say something, you know, say something nasty over it. I don't know.
I mean, the songs I do, I kind of like old stuff, too. I try to keep it based on that, but, you know, bring new ideas to it, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, you know, something there's, but I guess there's something for everybody, which is my segue into a mention of our brand new sponsor tonight. And by the way, if you're listening to this live tonight, August 24th, and you're on the Blog Talk Radio page, I want you to know, too, I've got the link there to Ray D'Africo's website, so you can just click on it from there. Also, if you would see the follow button, if you click on that and follow the show, that would be wonderful, because that would help me bring get sponsors that would help me bring more cool shows with people like Ray on here. And that's a good thing, too. Also, you can download this show from here at no charge, and also subscribe to Madam Perry Salon on iTunes. Now, you know, Ray, I don't know about you, but I'm guessing you're like me. You think that, you know, there's not just one kind of love and not just one kind of ideal person. There's somebody there for everybody. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I do, too.
I agree.
And tonight's sponsor, just about that. It is called, it's a website. You can go to a dating website. And if you want to meet new people, meet some, say you've got a special kind of gal in mind you want to meet, you can go to petitebbw.com. PetiteBBW.com. It's an online dating site where you can meet women just a little shorter than the rest and with a little more to love. There's big love and small packages for those of you who have been looking for your ideal petite plus size match, and you finally have a place to go. Now, these are sizable ladies, but small in stature, just waiting for you. And if your idea of love is big, beautiful, and petite, Petite BBW, for big, beautiful women, PetiteBBW.com is the dating website that was created just for you. And I will add there the link to that website on the page, too. So just check that out, Petite BBW, because it's all about love, isn't it? And don't you think?
I believe it is, yeah.
It's all about love. It's not a one-size-fits-all, you know? Everything is a...
Everybody needs love.
You think that means everything is going to be all right?
Oh, yeah. I think I wrote a song about that. I must have been clairvoyant. Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's crank that one up.
Okay. And it's everything's going to be all right.
This is for Sonny Jim. Thank you.
Everything is going to be all right. Ray D'Africo from the CD Solo, I Go Go. And I've got to tell you, you know, I've got this whole CD, been listening to it, and there's, I can honestly say, there's not a clunker in the bunch. Every song is ace. Everything is, it's the kind you want to put on replay.
You.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. you're welcome. I'm happy with it. I'm glad it turned out, you know, the way I wanted it to, you know, kind of labored over the way the songs flow into each other and that sort of thing. You know, sometimes people don't pay attention to that. They just throw a bunch of songs, you know, that they recorded. But I like continuity and, you know, I don't know. I have an art school background, so I kind of overthink things like that. You know what I mean? So, it worked. So,
yeah,
go to my website and buy it.
Buy it now. Buy it tonight before they run out. And
I like the fade out on that song. I love fade outs, but you know they're hard to reproduce live. You have to come up with some kind of ending. So.
yeah, they had a nice fade there. That's why I was just sort of being reverent toward the nice smooth fade there. What do you think about, or do you have, like, when you were talking about how the songs, and it does have a cohesive, seems to have a theme or a feel running through it. Do you plan that ahead of time, or do you start with one or two songs and then the others are influenced by it? I'm not a songwriter, so I'm very curious.
I've written so many songs. I've got, you know, like four CDs in my head that are all pre-written and titled and everything. That I have a backlog of songs, you know, so it's really just a matter of showing them to people that I'm playing with, you know, to keep them on top, because most of these songs are old to me, you know, because I've got a lot in the pipeline, you know, and it's like, I don't know, they just come to me and I just write them, but I do spend time, like, trying to get them to all fit. I mean, they don't have one particular theme, but I don't know, it's just more of a feel kind of thing, you know, so.
Yeah. Now, you.
You know, Edma, go ahead.
No, you.
I was just going to say, since I was recording at Muscle Shoals, I kind of wanted this to be more of a warm soul kind of feeling record, other than not really soul songs, but, you know, everything I do is kind of edgy, punk rocky, but mixed with that soul kind of thing. I like songs that groove, you know, have a groove to them, so that's all.
Yeah, you can feel that in it. You know, you feel that up underneath. You feel the warmth of that soul and that groove in there. And I can dig it. Now, you're going to have, as I said before, you're going to have the CD release of the party show Thursday the 1st at the Earl in Atlanta, Georgia. But what about the rest of the country and the world? Where are you going next?
Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like we might be playing up in New York on October 6th. Maybe some other shows around that area, working on that, and possibly Nashville. I don't have actual dates yet, but, you know, branching out a little bit. I mean, it's hard in Atlanta now because it's just hard to get booked. I mean, back to your question before of, you know, what's changed for musicians. Well, part of it is like there's 1,000 bands and, you know, there's more clubs now, but it's much more difficult to get booked. I don't know why, but, you know, it seems like club owners in the past used to be more open to experimenting and taking a chance on bands that, you know, now all they care about is what's your draw, you know, that's the bottom line. It's like, they don't care what your music's like or anything. And, you know, that's really frustrating. And I don't really deal with it. I don't care. I just won't play, you know, if I have to deal with that. You know, I like working with people that are on the same wavelength and, you know, want to, you know, take a chance on things, you know, like if it's a new band, you know, but they don't seem to do that anymore. And I've had more luck booking stuff out of town. I don't know what it is. I mean, I've gotten shows in London just by emailing them and they're like, well, what date do you want? You know? When she's like in your backyard, it's like pulling teeth to get a show, and it's
yeah,
a little frustrating.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, you know, I've written a book called I Promote This, DIY Publicity for Musicians, and that's one of the first things I put in there about booking a gig. I said, look, here's the cold, hard truth that nobody else will tell you. When you go to book a gig, they really don't care if you're good. They don't care if they don't even care if they like you. All they care about is, are you going to bring in a lot of people, and are they all practicing alcoholics?
Well, see, I always wanted to start my own club, but the problem is, like, I can't stay up that late anymore, you know. It's like, I'm in bed by 10:30, you know. So
I
would have a
like,
really early club.
Like Nashville, where you go hear music up until the afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Know?
I just feel like I would have a good I like all kinds of music, so if I book stuff, it would be like all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like in the. You go ahead.
Oh, Ray, we got another caller here. Hey, this is Madam Perry with Ray D'Africo. Welcome to Madam Perry Salon.
Thanks, Madam Perry. This is Andrea Robinson in California.
Hey, Andrea, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
Hello.
Good,
are you
great. I love it, Ray. I haven't been familiar with your music, but I sure love that last song. And I was wondering if you could give out that website again for me.
Okay.
So I could go
it's
check
just,
it out.
Sure. www.ray-d'africo.com. And it's got all the songs on the new CD and some older stuff, too. So.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
And yeah,
Madam Perry, thank you for inviting Ray on the show. I love the way you expose it to new talent. Well, it's new to me. I'll put it that way. I can see Ray's quite experienced.
I've been around. It's not my first rodeo. So.
No.
Well, that's cool. Keep them coming. Thanks
hey,
so
Audrey,
much, you guys.
Thanks so much for calling, and I'm so glad that you're digging the music.
I'm digging it, really.
All right. I'm glad to hear it. Hey, so what part of California are you in? Maybe Ray'll put that on his tour
cool.
map.
Well, I'm in Central California near Fresno.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in agricultural country here. I live across the street from an orchard and a vineyard.
Ooh.
Wow. You know,
so it's
my
very
parents,
gentrified.
Yeah, I've driven through there, actually. I drove through Death Valley backwards. I mean, not literally backwards. But most people go from Las Vegas, and I went the scary way through California, and it was pretty scary.
Well, yeah, you don't want to drive.
I had no idea how big it was, and we were surviving on gummy bears and hoping we didn't run out of gas.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, but it felt like being on the moon.
Well, you really don't want to run out of gas there. And make sure you know where you're going. If you get lost, that could be kind of a disaster.
Yeah, I survived it. Another journey. But it's funny. My parents almost moved us to Fresno when I was younger.
Wow. Your life would have taken a whole different turn, probably.
Yeah, I always think of the Rolling Stones, the Faraway Eyes, because they talk about Bakersfield. And I always think of Fresno and Bakersfield. I don't even know if they're that close together. But
fairly, just maybe an hour or so away. Yeah, bad at all. Yeah.
Well, cool. Thanks for calling in.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed it, and I'm definitely going to check that site out. Thanks again.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks
no
so
problem.
Much, Andrea.
Yeah, you All too. Right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye. Oh, that was cool. Okay, so now we got Andrea Robinson out there in California. We're going to put that on the tour list. Get your people on it, Ray. Get your people on it.
That's right. We'll be going out there sometime.
Okay. This is this is Madam Perry Salon. I'm talking to musician Ray D'Africo. And if you want to call in and talk to him, the number is 646-716-9922. And it's toll-free anywhere in the continental U.S. And so, Ray, how about some more music?
Okay, what do you got there? Why don't you play this? It's kind of a political song, but it's called Gun Lovers. And it's about, obviously the shooting incidents and, it's kind of self-explanatory, but
all right, my fingers on the playbook.
Dylan influence in there, so.
Oh, okay, good. And there's a friend of mine out listening, too. He's messaged me. His name is Colin White. He's a drummer for the band Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. They're in Liverpool, England. And Colin, I know you guys wonder what's wrong with us over here with all the shootings, and so we're not all dangerous. So, okay. So here's Gun Lovers, Ray D'Africo.
Gun lovers and your right to bear arms.
Solo Agogo, Ray D'Africo. Hey, Ray, my friend, I was just mentioning my friend Colin White, the drummer for...
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wait, I'm still hearing it.
Yeah, there's some background noise.
Oh, it's because I'm hearing... I guess I'm sitting too close to my music. Can you hear
hey.
Me? I'm on the phone.
I can hear you.
I've got a call.
Another
on
call
line.
From California, but I don't.
Yay.
I'm sorry, I was sitting so close to my computer because the sound system on my computer is not as good as it should be. So
well,
I was like
welcome.
Leaning in close, hanging on every word. It's a great song, Ray. It's your friend Kenan from Hollywood.
Oh, hello, Kenan. Thank you.
Yeah, we
How
should
are
have
you?
I'm another person voting for a tour out this way.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Kenan. This is Madam Perry. I'm so glad you came here to see your friend, Ray. Africa, and I know he's glad too. So, what do you think of the new CD, Kenan?
I like it a lot. I like it a lot. It's very cool.
Yeah.
You got to record it down at the special Fame Studios, and what is it, Muddy Shoals?
Muscle Shoals, yeah.
Muscle Shoals, yeah.
I figure I'd do it before while it's still there. You know, these places are dropping like flies. So. Yeah, it was great, though. You know,
it's really
it.
Good that you got to record there. That's so special. That is so special.
Yeah. I can check that off my list. So.
Like I hear the radio show going on at the same time as the phone call, so it's kind of like confusing.
Okay. So
this is all pre-recorded that we're listening to on the internet.
Well, except for us.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Music.
It's delayed. I'm
yeah.
hearing us now. Okay.
So, Kenan, I'm so glad you called. Apparently, you're a longtime fan of Ray.
Longtime fan, all the way back to the Night Porters.
Whoa.
We used to stay at her apartment above the McDonald's in the Lower East Side.
Yes, and they blew out the electricity in my apartment 3 or 4 times once, and thank God for that because my landlady, for the first 3 years that I lived in New York, there was not 1 month where I did not have company, somebody from Atlanta or somewhere else saying, we're coming to New York, can we crash on your couch? And I always said yes, and after the Night Porters blew out the electricity in our apartment building 3 or 4
like
times on one weekend, the landlady called and said, she's Russian, Polish, Ukrainian. She said, Ms. Lorenzo, you don't have no more company anymore.
Yeah.
And she accused me of running a hotel. And after that, whenever people called, I had an out. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't have company. My landlady won't let me.
Because of those Night Porters.
No, but it was also, I had the Now Explosion used to stay there all the time, every time they came to the pyramid. But they never rehearsed in the apartment, so she never knew when they were there.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's where we screwed up.
Yeah, it's all right. It was cool. I didn't
could.
Care. You guys had carte blanche, and I still have the coolest flyer that you guys put up on all the telephone poles in New York.
Yeah, you showed me that.
And that was the funniest thing. It was just like the most hilarious ad you've ever heard musicians put together looking for, I think, a drummer at the time.
Yeah. And it was all misspelled, and I was like, what? What were we doing?
It was a much like Jerry Lewis movie and crummy clothes. You know,
yeah,
it's like all these requirements
right.
for being in the band, and, you know, named all the bands that they had to like, you know, and then it wound up after naming the list of bands they had to be into, it wound up by saying, you must also like Jerry Lewis movies and crummy clothes, and it was just the silliest thing.
And we got tons of calls on that. No,
yeah, yeah, but you put the wrong phone number. They put my phone number, and they transposed two letters.
Oh. Yeah.
But you got phone. You probably used that ad on one more than one phone number, so you got calls with it regardless. That was a really cool ad. In fact, I still have it on the wall in my dressing room. It made it all the way from New York to L.A. I think I found it on a telephone pole after you guys left town, and I peeled it off and saved it, and it's still on the dressing room wall in my L.A. apartment now.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, one of those things I treasured that I would not part with.
Yeah.
That is a great story. I am so glad you called. That is a fantastic story. Jerry Lewis.
All right, well, I'm
going
to let you guys get back
clothes.
To playing some more of his great music.
Hey, thanks
for
so much
calling in, Kenan. Good to hear from you.
All right, come on out to L.A. anytime. You always got a couch to crash on.
All right, we'll work on it.
Love you. Love your music. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling, Kenan. All right. Well, our time, you know, I've just taken up a whole hour with you, Ray, and I know you've got important
okay.
rock and roll stuff to do. Yeah. So I've also said my friend Colin White, I was saying, from Liverpool, the drummer for Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, and those guys are really getting around, too.
Cool.
Yeah.
I
they've recently been
in Liverpool.
Liverpool? Yeah. We have to look them up
yeah,
when we go back.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
What did you
play
in Liverpool?
We played at the Cavern Club the Cavern Club or the New Cavern Club or whatever it is that was reconstructed out of the bricks from the original Cavern Club, like 5 feet down the street.
Oh.
Yeah. But Liverpool's a cool place. So.
But even
you know,
though it was reconstructed and moved, did you still feel the vibes, the history?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looked just like the original, and, you know, it sounded great. You know, it was just cool to play in Liverpool. And then we played in some pub that was actually more fun. It was a bunch of drunk people, and they thought we were the best band they've ever seen. I did that with my friend David Halsey, you know, recently.
David
passed
Halsey.
Away. So,
yeah, yeah
that
yeah.
The song Everything's Gonna Be All Right is dedicated to David. You know, he passed away earlier in the year, so.
He was my brother. He taught one of my brothers guitar. He taught my other brother, Scott, to play drums. And his younger brother, Mike,
wow, I didn't know that.
The scout
yeah.
my brother. Yeah.
He was a great guy.
Yeah.
I dragged him over to England, and he had a good time. And he actually went back to London, and I had to come back and go to work. So I flew to to Dublin, and then we parted. It was like Lewis and Clark or something. We were like,
yeah.
Okay, good luck to you.
Yeah, my
hope to see
my
you
family
again,
and,
you know.
I know. My family and his family were good friends. You know, my parents and his parents, you know, hung out together, and very, very
mm-hmm.
sad to hear when he passed. Very
yeah.
sad about
yeah.
that. But you know what? I am so glad. That's a great song to dedicate to him. And
well,
you
know, our nickname for David was Sonny Jim, so that's why I dedicated. I don't know if he thought that up or if we thought that up, but that's what we used to call him. So.
In fact, I think the last time I saw him was one night at the Earl several years ago.
Oh, really?
Ben and I were there to see somebody else. I thought we might have been there to see Rick Richards. Maybe
okay.
it was some kind of a Hellhound satellite gig. I think Joey Huffman was playing. I think he was there, and I forget who he was with. That was the last time I saw him. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll think good thoughts about him too. Hey, Ray. I'm so glad you were here.
Yeah.
And it's just flown by. I've got other, like I said, I've got other people sending in messages that weren't able to get through, but they've been loved. Jules
well, thanks for
Perry,
having me, yeah.
Kenya Colbert, Colin White, Joe Symes, everybody. And, hey, Ray, would you come back sometime?
Oh, yeah, anytime. Just let me know.
Okay.
I had a lot of fun.
Hey, and, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for playing the music, and take it easy, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. And hey, Ray, let's go. Oh, you're parting. You got a parting word of advice for us, or a
I was just going to say, come on out Thursday, September 1st at the Earl. It's going to be a good time. So
September 1st at the Earl in Atlanta, Georgia. And if you're not in Atlanta, Georgia, come on down. You can stay with me, or you can stay with Ray. You can stay with
that's right.
Any of our friends, and or else if you can't make it at all, well, you just find a way to book them in your town and get it happening. And
that'll
so
work too.
Ray just said here live on the air that he will come back, and I think he's a man of his word. So we're going to go out with another song. Get this CD tonight, Ray, RayDafrico.com. Get on there now. Buy this. We're going to go out with one more song, Egorama. Thank you.
I've heard it all before. I'm gonna walk right out that door, 'cause I need a little more. And I'm getting kinda bored with your sort of situation.